This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This update is brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai, starting with the Heat, who fell to the Pistons 108-88 in the Summer League. The Heat will wrap up Summer League play tonight against the Bucks. Tip-off is at 7. And yesterday, Damian Lillard signed a 3-year, $43 million deal with Portland. This is after the Bucks waived him and gave him $113 million. Over to the Marlins, who return from the All-Star break with a 3-game home series against the Royals. Tonight's first pitch is at 7:10 from Lone Depot Park. In the NFL, T.J. Watt signed a 3-year, $123 million deal with 108 guaranteed. The $41 million per year average is the most ever for any non-QB. And Joe, let's go to your world here in golf, and let's take a peek at the leaderboard. We're in day two of the Open Championship.
Yeah, Brian Harman, big cut day today.
Brian Harman from the USA is leading at 6 under. Tyrell Hatton and Harris English at 5 under. Any notables here? Justin Rose, your cousin.
Scotty Scheffler's 3 under.
Number Justin Rose at 3 under. Yep, yeah. Scotty Scheffler 3 under. That's about enough, I think.
Well, the big question is, and you brought this up before, is some of the really good players, whether on LIV or on the PGA Tour, got to make up some strokes to make the cut.
That's the big question.
Well, you want to make the cut, you got no shot, right? You got to go home.
I suppose.
Those guys in LIV aren't used to that. They're used to playing 3 days and get a big fat check, and that's
okay.
Not how these work. That wasn't a shot. I sounded like a kind of a shot, but it wasn't. All right, so, hey, Woody, we've got a lot of stuff to get to here, man. So how long will T.J. Watt be the highest paid pass rusher? Parsons going to take over that at some point, right?
I don't know, man. He seems like he's pretty that thing seems to be getting a little contentious there, huh?
Well, he's
these things get a little feisty as they keep going on here, yep.
He's Jerry Jones waited way too long on these deals. It's so funny, man. And then he's got overpay. Parsons is going to get paid. You got the Parsons situation, which they're saying they're going to get him paid. But then the other one is Hendrickson, and he plays for what is considered to be the cheapest team, the Brown family. Although, look at what they paid their quarterback and their wide receiver. Doesn't look like it. I don't think they're going to pay him. I don't know what's going to happen with that Hendrickson thing. And they need him. mean, last year the knock on the team was the defense, and the one good thing about that defense was 17 and a half sacks on the outside from one guy. So that's going to be all these contracts. And listen, it seems like there's one guy in every team not happy with his contract right now. Some guys have already barking, if I don't get what I want, I'm not playing, or trade me. We've heard that already. Trade me. I don't want to be here if you're not going to pay me. So we'll see which teams either strong-arm these guys and go, you'll play. We're not going to trade you. Try to trade them. Or cave late in the before the season starts, usually when it happens, right? Then you wonder, well, if you're going to pay, why the hell didn't you just pay at the beginning of camp and still at the end of camp? Now the guy's not ready to go. And sometimes we see those guys get injured and they miss some time and they don't look anything like they should look to start the season. But can't wait, man. Can't wait to see what this thing's going to look like. We got one guy of our own in Zach Sealer. And trying to figure out how the Dolphins will handle that. How much money, if any, will they go? Or they already said, you know, we've already made a decision. Because so far, they've not given out money like we're used to seeing around here. The way we gave out money a year ago, it had to be a record amount of money in bonuses up front. Because a lot of that money is paid up front. It had to be a record amount of money. The Brandon Shore had to call Stephen Ross and go, well, we just signed a guy to X amount of dollars, but we got to give him a check for X amount of dollars up front. I know it's a lot of money, but and somebody finally said, no more. No more. You get it done with the guys you have, and we are cutting back. And if a guy's not happy with his contract, you got to do something because we're not doing it. Didn't work last year, gave out all that money, and it was hard to find anybody that played up to their contract a year ago for a lot of different reasons. So that seems to be the take from the top of the team, who, by the way, wants to stay, you know, be cap responsible on this and not have a bunch of dead money or money chewed up before you even talk about your players next year. So they're doing the right thing, don't get me wrong, but See what happens with all that stuff. So anyway, while we're on that, and we've got a lot of stuff to get to here, we're going to have the manager of the Marlins, Clayton McCullough, is going to join us coming up here. We'll have him in about 8:25 or so. He'll join us, and got a lot to talk to him. Team's playing well, 44-51, with a 6-game homestand coming up with Kansas City starting tonight. And then to start next week, the Padres. Manny Machado comes back to Miami, where he grew up, and playing really well. And we got the trade deadline at the end of the month. I know people that do care are wondering what they're going to do with all these young guys they already have. Will they try to trade some of them? Will they stick with them? All those questions. We'll have to skip about all that stuff coming up there if you're on your way out to the ballpark. And then on top of everything else, this Damian Lillard story, which I thought was, here's a guy, man, didn't sound like he really wanted to leave. Goes to Milwaukee, blows out his Achilles. The team lets him go, owing him $113 million. So on top of all the money Damian Lillard's already made, it's got to be a few hundred million dollars he's already made. He knows he's got $113 million more coming. And then on top of that, he's going, man, I'm not waiting for everybody when I get healthy. I know where I want to be. I want to go back and play in Portland. That's where I live. That's where my family's happy. So he signs a 3-year, $42 million contract on top of everything else with Portland. Not a bad way to go, Wood. Not a bad way to go at, he's 35, got to get healthy, 36, 37, 38. Boy, he'll take it right to the end of the 30s here and finish up where he wanted to be, back with Portland, where he started it and played most of his Hall of Fame career, because he will be a Hall of Famer. He will definitely be Hall of Famer. I'm guessing he'll come back and have some decent years. I don't know if he'll ever be what he was coming off the Achilles. But everybody thought he wanted to go to a championship team, and he did for a second. Wanted to go to Miami and ends up in Milwaukee, and that thing did not go very well. Did not go very well. Now everybody's wondering about Antetokounmpo and what he's thinking. Does he want to stay where he is? Some say, no, he's very loyal. This is where he wants to be. And others are going, he'd like to go get another championship. He got one here, but he'd like to go somewhere else and play with some guys and get another one. So we'll be watching that one real, real closely to figure out what is going to happen there. Hey, Woody, on top of everything else we've talked about this morning, I did ask you before about these football cards. And is it every year pretty much somebody's got a real valuable card? Does it pretty much work that way in the card business?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, so last year there were a couple of top quarterbacks, obviously.
So who's it? Daniels' card must be
pretty valuable. Yeah, Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams is still very popular, right?
I mean, is it?
Well, yeah. I mean, he's not the other guy, but I think that do you know if he's going to be a bust or not yet?
No.
But you know how it goes early, though, man. I was telling Jamie the other day, like, we had the guys come in here, and we were opening cards, and remember they got that Mac Jones card, and everyone was going bonkers?
Oh, God, remember the Mac Jones card.
Yeah.
That's all I think of. That guy was talking about all the Mac Jones cards.
Yeah.
He was going to be the next Tom Brady, and I was like, what are you going to do now with all those cards?
They're going to have a tough time unloading them.
The last few years. You can't get $6, let alone $600 for that.
Well, hey, look, man, that's the gamble you take, right? If that's the kind of collector you are, if you're in it for the money.
So what percent of people are collecting to collect, and what percent are in this to make some money?
Well, I think there's a lot of people that buy these expensive products and rip them open and hope to hit their lottery ticket, you know?
I think there's a lot of grandfathers and fathers that are doing it with their kids. And it's kind of a business. Now, they collect because you got to love the sport first. I still believe that, right? You agree with that, Woody? People are doing this. They do like the sport, and they follow it, whatever they're getting their cards from.
Yeah, I mean, look, it is a way to make money, right? If you have to get lucky, but
okay.
I mean, it's not something I would suggest people, you know, spend thousands of dollars buy a box of cards and pray on it, but you know, but there are people that have hit life changing things out of these boxes.
Never be my luck.
No, probably not. Well, it's not most people. It's not, but
never.
Yeah, man, you hit a 101 Jaden Daniels, you know, rookie something or other. Like, yeah, that's big.
Those
are the kind of cards you send off to the auction house, man. They say Golden did like $30 million or something in cards. I think it was like this just so far this year.
Let me ask you, Cam Ward. Let's talk about the Cam Ward card, number one pick.
Stuff's not up there in price yet. But He also doesn't have any NFL stuff. College stuff is worth far less than the NFL stuff.
All right, so the hottest guy and the freakish, most unique player we've had in a long, long time, Travis Hunter, because he can play both ways, and he could be probably almost as good one way as he is the other.
You know, it's funny. I don't have an answer for you on that one, because usually guys like that, like if he was a wide receiver or something, those are not, you know, all that collectible. But this guy's kind of an unusual talent, right?
Yeah.
Like usually it's all about the quarterbacks.
Okay, so
but this is an unusual one. But you brought up the running back earlier. Like, I don't know, man. The running back would have to be like, he'd have to be Saquon Barkley good.
I don't see that happening in Vegas. I don't.
You're probably right.
I don't know. I don't hear anybody talking about the Raiders. Anybody getting? You know what? The funny part about the Raiders, everybody's talking about the other three teams and not the Raiders. Everybody's talking about the Chargers, and everybody's talking about Denver. Hell, I had somebody told you yesterday, and again, I don't follow it close enough. They said Denver might have the best defense in the NFL. That surprised me. They got a guy from American Heritage Plantation, and they got a pass rusher from St. Thomas Aquinas. That's all I know. Patrick Surtain Jr., probably the best cover corner in football right now, or is ranked the number one guy.
Well, that's the defensive players' cards are worthless.
Yeah. Well, listen.
People like touchdowns, Joe.
Yeah.
Someone said, I'm buying the Hunter card. Show's on the money.
Joe just gave someone
financial advice.
He is so unique on what he can do. I'm dying to see how they use him. I really am. Because you know what? You get in a situation, you need to stop late in the game. How do you not put him in defensively? And you got your whole coaching staff going, Coach, I know he's played 75 snaps, but he's our best cover guy. What are we going to do?
Well, here's a question for you. How good do you think Cam Ward's going to be?
Because
his stuff is still relatively inexpensive, man.
Can I ask you this? Who's he got around him? Because I don't think it's fair to Cam Ward. First overall pick, you usually go to a really crappy team.
I don't know if this is because of Shedeur Sanders or what it's because of, Joe, but there is no buzz around Cam Ward. Do you notice that?
No, there wasn't any buzz. They didn't talk about him on draft night.
But even now,
Mel Kiper had a meltdown about Shedeur the whole friggin' time.
Like, we spent the whole offseason last year talking about, oh, we can't wait to see Caleb Williams, can't wait to see Jaden Daniels, which guy's the best guy of this class. And like, I just don't hear anyone talking about Cam Ward.
He just goes about
his business. There's just no hype. There's no buzz.
Goes about his business. Doesn't give you anything to talk about. There's nothing out there. I don't know what his weapons look like. I'd be lying to you if I said to look to see who he's throwing to. You know, have any idea? Because that's going to have something to do with it. You got to have some guys to throw to no matter how good you are. You can't play catch by yourself.
Your starting wide receivers are Calvin Ridley and Tyler Lockett.
All right.
Tony Pollard's a running back. Okay.
All right. So we'll see.
Not the worst.
We got to go to break here because Clayton McCall is going to join us coming up here about 5 minutes from now. We'll talk to the Skip. Tell you what, man, he's done a hell of a job. He has done a hell of a job with this team. 19-10 in the last month. And 44-51 on the season. Kansas City and San Diego coming to town over the next 6 days. Right now, I want to talk to you about Beverly's Jewelers. My jeweler have an incredible offer. You don't want to miss this one. Get a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity E-Color set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. You're going, wait a second. Come on. You better come on in and take a look at it and see what you think. Choose from all shapes. Larger sizes are available. Similar savings. Hey, man, this is an unbelievable ring. They got it in there. You can see it. You can bring her in. You can put it on her finger. This deal is only for a limited time, plus gold prices are at an all-time high. Beverly's paying top dollar for your gold, your silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. Now, I trust Beverly's Jewelers because I've been going there for 35 years. I got the grandkids at my house. I mean, Jeff and Amanda and their family has been very, very close to us for a long, long time. I really trust them, and I know you can too. They're in Fort Lauderdale off Commercial Boulevard. You can go online to bevjewelers.com. Amanda's done a great, great job over there. By the way, when I say Jeff and Amanda, that is father and daughter. And please leave her alone. They'll be flirting with her when you go in there. Go to bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida gets engaged.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All right, welcome back, and a good morning to everybody as it is time for a little baseball right out of the All-Star break. My God, I thought the All-Star weekend was fantastic. I loved every bit of it, liked the changes they made, and I really like the way the Marlins are playing since June 13th. 19-10, Clayton McCullough, manager, joins us right now. Clayton, good morning, and congratulations, man, on the way this team has played over the last 4 weeks. Wow.
Joe, good morning. Thank you. It's been a really nice run. Proud of our guys. They've continued to hang in there and fight. And we started to put, you start to play some complete games, which is what it takes in the big leagues to win. And we did that. We've been on a really good run here, and hope we can come out of the break and continue playing well.
Well, before I get into everything, I got to tell you, the All-Star game pulled a little quick one the other day in the 10th inning with the home runs. I thought it was great. I don't want to play extra innings. Those guys want to get back. They got a long, second half. But I thought that home run thing with, and of course, Kyle Stowers was one of the guys for National League. He had a home run, which actually was big at that point. What'd you think of it?
I thought it was great. As you said, as it was going down and the American League scores a couple in the ninth and it's tied, and it's like, we're over there going, this is about to happen. We're about to have a home run derby at the All-Star game.
Awesome.
As we're kind of joking with Dino Ebel, who's coaching third and was going to throw it, like, better start getting your arm ready. And then once it started and you saw how the guys were into it, and I was way better than playing the 10th inning with a runner on second base, like in that format. It went quick. It was fun. It was a really, Major League Baseball did a fantastic job. It was amazing to be there live watching that happen.
Also Clayton, seeing all those guys mic'd up. We had a father son playing shortstop. We had pitcher catcher. You could hear a little bit about what was going on. Kershaw had fun with it. He was joking about throwing the ball. Hey, what was that, 93? And they were laughing with him. And I just thought, man, this is great. And by the way, they're playing hard. It's not like you're throwing batting practice. You're trying to get guys out and other guys trying to hit a home run. I just thought the whole thing was all the upgrades they've tried to make to keep this thing fresh were really good for baseball.
Was Atlanta did a very good job hosting, and the game itself it had a little bit of everything. It had some home runs. It had just some base hits, a few stolen bases, some defensive plays, the pitching. So it was a, I think as life for it to be, an exhibition against the best players in the world that competed well and showcased, the amount of talent that they have.
So let's get into it. First of all, the bad news, Connor Norby. I did not see that one coming. Going to be out 6 to 8 weeks with a wrist injury. Did you have a pretty good idea that was coming after he was banged up, or when did you get that bad news?
He felt it Friday, last at bat in Baltimore, and he was banged up pretty good that night, and so he came in the next day and he was sore again. Right. And when he was, still feeling sore, then you start to get a little bit concerned. But we sent him for some imaging and wanted to, get as full a diagnosis as we could and get some opinions on it. So Connor went out to Arizona and saw a specialist there, and then let, Connor weigh in on all the information that we had, and found out that he did have a fractured hamate, which, necessitated surgery, and Connor will be out a little while. So unfortunate, because I do think Connor was coming around in a lot of ways with the at-bat quality and was starting to string together some games. Defensively was playing much better. So I know he's bummed out because he loves nothing more than to go compete with his teammates, but it's a procedure that you feel confident, very confident in the turnaround time and, getting back to playing here, before the season's over.
Clayton, I got to ask you, trade deadline's coming up and everybody's already writing articles and now you've got some young guys that teams are going to be calling about. So how do you go about this thing? Because you got some guys, you start to really like in your lineup. And I guess if you get the right offer, you got to look at it. You have a pretty good feel right now on what you're going to be, what you're going to have and not have by the time the All-Star or by the time the trade deadline is over?
For us down in the clubhouse, we're going to continue to go out there and put our attention and focus on trying to win that day's game. And we'll talk to the group, and it's just when you have talented players that are performing well, there's going to be interest this time of year, or there's going to be at least be speculation. How much of it that you read about is actually, more smoke than anything else. And we've been talking about our ability to tune out the noise all season long since the beginning of spring training with expectations. And so this is just another time of year that gets to be very frenzied with rumors, and we're just going to go out and try to, keep the focus on winning today's game as we start the second half and continuing to play to a standard that we've set for ourselves. And as a player, and frankly, as a coach, you have very little control over what goes on this time of year. And we have a ton of confidence in our front office group that they will continue to do what's best for the Marlins in the short and the long term. And we'll go out there and continue to compete and try to win a game today.
It's incredible. You guys are 44-51. I mean, you're working your way back to .500 through everything you've been through. It's not necessarily you just look at batting average or just pure numbers, but it's the timely hits, the big innings, the getting the big outs from relief pitching. It's been quality starts. It's just all kind of come together, whether it's Cabrera or Perez or Lopez or Edwards and Kyle Stowers. My God, the game he had against Baltimore is some guys don't ever have that once in their career, and he had it against his former team. But it looks like the confidence your guys are playing with for not being around the bigs that long has really been impressive.
Yeah, our group has a lot of grit. They love to play with each other. Between the lines, what we've really cleaned up is we've thrown strikes at a far better rate. We've cut our walk rate down as a pitching staff tremendously. And the names you mentioned, then on top of the Benders and the Fauches and Ronnie Enriquez, is the quality of stuff that our pitching staff has. They've been filling it up and really throwing the ball well. And defensively, we've played better. And those were kind of the things that look, what can win day in and day out is not giving the opponent free bases, whether that be the walk, right, the error, the pass ball, wild pitch, stolen bases. So we needed to really tighten that part of our game up, and we have. And then you start to see a string of games where you're in, you feel like, okay, we're in all of these now. Well, you're giving yourself a chance to be in all of them. Where now, if you do, you know, come through with a couple out hits, or you know, you get some knocks with runners in scoring position, you end up on the right side of that game. And I think offensively, our guys were continuing to preach to them, be solid decision makers, have a plan when you go to the plate, and that be what you're going to evaluate yourself on. We all want to get hits, and we want them to get hits. And it's, you know, just continuing to go up there and work a strong process, whether that be, you know one on, or, you know, second and third two outs. Try to have a very same approach to the at-bat, or at least what you're looking for and what you're trying to do with it. And, you know, we'll move on to the next one after that. And they've done a nice job of kind of passing the baton to each other. And they play the games out until the end, Joe, which they've done since opening day, which I'm very proud of, that regardless of the score, they've played it out to the end. And I think we've seen here recently, when we've just had more facets of our game tightened up and have improved, that we've been able to come out on the right side.
Yeah, man, it's been incredible. Late innings, some of the big innings that we were talking about. Hey, Clayton, so Sandy Alcantara pitched really well there, and he's had a couple of last couple outings haven't been as good. You know, it's since he came back, and he's throwing hard, and looks like he got back to himself there, but he's not going to be around long. How's he handle all of this, and where is he right now? Because you don't hear much from him. He doesn't complain. He's a pro's pro, it looks like. You know more about that than we do, but tell us about Sandy Alcantara and where he is right now.
You said Sandy's a pro. It certainly has been. It's been a frustrating year for Sandy. And through all of that, we've seen his professionalism has shone through. I mean, he comes up between every start, and you know he's putting in the work, whether that be in the gym, the bullpen, the training room. So you know you can bet on the person. And even through what has been a frustrating season performance wise, I think, you know, Sandy is he's getting close, Joe. And I really believe that, you know, he got on a good run there, three or four starts, and then had a couple where he just couldn't finish some hitters. He was in a position to continue that, you know, those quality of outings, and just had an inning or stretch where he just couldn't finish some hitters off. And he goes right back to work on how am I going to rectify that and improve that. So him and Daniel Moskos and Alon Leachman, our pitching crew, they're reviewing after outings. They're working in between, and it's going to come. And that's what he does. He just shows back up to work and is a great example for the other guys on our team and staff. Because I mean, when you're in there every day with someone, you know how much they're grinding, and you see it. And you know, he just, you know, he keeps showing up, and that's what, you know, guys are, you know, rally behind that. And when it turns around, there'll be, you know, and there still are a ton of guys there waiting to give him a big hug. So it's gonna get going here, and we'll all be, you know, fired up for him when the pieces all come together.
Yeah. Hey, Clayton, I got to ask you about this, because we talked about this a while back, and I'm talking a little old school, so forgive me. But so analytics, you know, and numbers, and you can back stuff up by the way guys are playing with numbers and show them what people are doing to them or what might ever. Do you have to be careful with numbers sometimes, not to put too much in a young guy's head? And when you talk to the people that are talking to your players, and they sit down, and I see them going over things, not to put too much information up in that brain?
It's a great question, Joe. Some of it is definitely maybe the individual. Some yearn for more of that, or that is what unlocks it for them, is getting the information. Nowadays, you know, players don't run and hide from information. They know it's out there. I think they'd rather be educated on, okay, what does this mean? How do I actually use it? That's where the secret, I don't even, it's not a secret sauce, but that's where it is. It's those that can process the information and be able to deliver it to the player in a manageable, like digestible way. That's what good coaches do.
I mean, the information is out there. You need it. We use it a lot, whether it be to evaluate, to you know, game plan, strategize, and also develop. But it's how can we, again, get it down into a digestible version for that particular player. So sometimes you don't know until you force feed them, but you go give it to them, and maybe you realize that, okay, this is not the best manner for player X, and you just go through that and learn each other. But we use information that everyone does, and that's just the nature of it. And then, you know, when you get in the game between the lines, it's trying to keep things as simple as possible, because it is tough. You know, guys are throwing hard and balls moving a lot, and you know, you can't remember when you're at the plate in the seventh inning what he, you know, he's 22% 0-0, you know, this, or 0-2, he throws this 12% of the time. Like, that's not how it works. But it's more, hey, he's going to lean on this pitch with runners in scoring position. Or, you know, versus you, you struggle with this, they know this. Yep. You're going to have to be able to combat that in some way.
Well, that's great stuff. Clayton, man, congratulations, man. What a nice last month. 19-10, as I said, in the last month. Kansas City. First game tonight, San Diego starting on Monday for a three-game series. Manny Machado back in town, who's been playing really, really well himself. Clayton, thank you so much, man. Really appreciate you coming on. Keep it going. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Joe.
All right. Clayton McCullough joining us to talk a little baseball this morning. Marlins back at it for six home games. If you get a chance, go out to the ballpark. Head on out there. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. And, of course, Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk will join us like he has for a long, long time at 9 o'clock hour. Hey, I got to ask you a couple of questions here, man, for guys that are going through some serious roller coaster stuff in their life right now. I'm not trying to get in your business, but, man, if you're going through it right now, anxiety, depression, maybe even leaning a little too hard on the booze these days, every guy hits a rough patch, even the pros. Recovery Unplugged in Fort Lauderdale helps you reset with real treatment for mental health and substance abuse. Expert doctors who have helped 19,000 people in 13 years. Custom care and a little bit of everything. Whatever it takes, they'll put together a program that's absolutely perfect for you to get great results. No judgment, just results. Most insurances accepted. Time to call an Audible. If you're ready, call 954-737-4508. Or visit recoveryunplugged.com. Recovery Unplugged. Heal out loud.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All right, Joe, before we get back to the show here, I want to let you know our friends from the Marlins, they wanted us to remind everyone that they are having Dollar Dog Night tonight at Lone Depot Park. You cannot beat that, man.
And that sounds like 1947 Dollar Dogs.
Is that what it was when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Dollar?
That's what we had. First time, 1947. Wow. First time I went to a game.
Wow. You said you can eat 10 earlier.
I never
think
said,
is what you said.
Why do you make it up? I said I can have, you know, easily 3 or 4, but it's got to be the right dog. It's got to be a Marlins dog.
Well, we got Dollar Dog Night tonight. Again, they got a bunch of stuff going on. The rest of the weekend too, Joe. On Saturday they got Beer Fest going on, Columbia
Can't
Heritage Celebration as well.
Oh.
I love their Beer Fest. I'm a big fan of that event. And then the Rooster Plush, the kids are a big fan of that on Sunday. First 5,000 kids, you got the 4 for $44 deal. So a lot of stuff going on with a big series this weekend, starting tonight 7:10 at Lone Depot Park.
There you go, man.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good one with Kansas City coming in and then San Diego Padres right in the middle of things out west, and a playoff position will be in town. All right. And with all the great promotions that the Marlins do, those guys are really good. All right. So, you know what I was going to tell you is Barry Bonds. I knew I had something baseball to tell you real quickly. So you saw this thing with Barry Bonds. Bobbleheads were like super friggin' hot. Oh, my God. I saw the Dodger players were actually, like, chasing him. I thought it was hilarious. Like, Ohtani stuff's worth it, and he's worried about getting a Barry Bonds bobblehead out there with those big crowds that they had for the Giants and the Dodgers out there. All right, so, hey, Woody, I want to get back to the Miami Dolphins here for a second. And I get it, right now we're just kind of all getting set up and we've got who's got to play well and all these lists and this has to happen and that. And we got some people out there that do podcast or are doing stuff that are doing a little shock jock stuff, which is fine. It's fine. I'm not going to sit and get worked up. But I got to tell you something, man. You got to stop with telling our fan base that Tyreek Hill's getting traded, like, the next few days or something, or during camp. That ain't happening. They're expecting him to play like the third best overall receiver in football. Ran a couple of track meets to just remind everybody he's still the fastest player, or close to the fastest player in the game. I can't say for sure because some of these guys – ran track last year, maybe, you know, we're 100-meter guys too. But this guy's running 10 100 meters. I think one of the reasons he wanted to do it, because some of us were saying he slowed down a little bit last year. He did. I think he was injured. I don't think it had anything else. He dropped some weight. I think that helped. I think he's had a chance to go back and look at some things. I just think he's a big part of this, the biggest part of this thing. And they're not getting rid of him. When you got a GM and a head coach want to keep their job, you're not getting rid of him. As long as you think he can play by the rules enough, he's not going to be perfect, but do enough and show up on Sundays and Thursday nights and Sunday nights and Monday nights, He's not going anywhere. They need him. They need him to look like not a 1,700-yard guy, but a 1,400 or 1,500-yard guy again. So if you want to keep writing that stuff and you believe that's really what's going to happen, because if they do go out and get rid of him, then they might as well just get rid of Zach Sealer, get rid of our five or six guys that are on this team that, you might as well get rid of Waddle.
It'd be officially throwing in the towel, yeah, right? By the way, throwing in the towel. Why would you trade him now? Like, after all the stuff you've gone through with that guy now?
To me, that's why.
Things have calmed down.
Yeah.
As far as I can tell.
Doesn't make sense.
If you're going to trade him, how about after he decided to quit? Or how about after the little incident or whatever at that building?
Like, there would have been a different time to do it, yes.
Now that everything's settled down, you're about to get in a camp, and you're like, all right, let's get rid of our best player.
But it's just like, you know, let's go with that story again about trading Tyreek Hill. Like,
it's a slow time, bro.
I get it. And to be fair to everybody, you know, I get it. It's like Omar's got Tua going to have a chance for the MVP, and I slow him down and just said, let Tua play 17 games. Let him play 17 games. Don't get too high or too low off a good game or a bad game. Let him play 17, and then you can look at his overall work, how he played against quality opponents, how he played on the road, how he played at home, wins, and all that. Then you can have that discussion about he's going to be in that discussion, whatever that means, the MVP discussion. So, but I get it. It's that time of year, and you want to make bold predictions, and you want to do a little shock so somebody will click you and see what you're saying. I understand. I do. It's a competitive world, even in the fan base out there that are doing some of this stuff now with everybody. I do get that. I see it and understand it. I do. Want everybody to know that. I get it. And so besides all that stuff, we've got 9 o'clock hour coming up. Mike Florio, who has been on fire, will join us, and we'll talk to Mike. We'll talk a little bit of news in the NFL, in the NFLPA, and some other stuff as well, including a whole bunch of players looking to get new contracts here before camp starts. And some guys will stay away. Some will do this brand new thing where you show up and you do very limited work every day, only do certain drills. But everybody knows by the way you're working that you're not happy and you want a new contract, but you're doing enough where you won't get fined every day with the team. So they'll sign off on everything. So anyway, we'll have all that stuff for you coming up in this 9 o'clock hour. But first, I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. You know why? Because it worked for me 13 months ago, and I know it's going to work for you. And if you are dealing with ED and low T right now, and you're getting ready for your summer vacation, and your kids are all fired up, and they want to do a whole bunch of things, and you're going, man, my energy level's not where it needs to be. And then that wife of yours has been looking so good, and this is a chance for you guys to spend quality time together and really get to know each other. And all of a sudden, you're going, this is great. My sex drive is gone. There's nothing there. Well, if you're going through that, man, that Debbie Downer moment right now, you need to go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. Low T and ED are just part of life for men. It's going to happen to every friggin' guy out there. Even guys laughing right now, it's going to happen to you too. And when it does, the question is, do you go to Atlantic Men's Clinic or you just live with this the rest of your life? I don't know about you, but I decided to call Atlantic Men's Clinic, set up that first appointment, so I was ready to go, man. Yep, got the T, the PSA test, met with their professionals. Had a real heart-to-heart discussion about everything going on. They put me on a plan, and I had great results. And I've been telling the world, man, Atlantic Men's Clinic works. 7 locations in South Florida, brand new one. I have not been there, but I heard it is really nice in Hollywood, the new location. My plantation location is very nice, too. You're going to get great results. Bottom line is, do you want to change it? Do you want to get rid of ED and low T? Do you? Because if you do, you can turn back the clock 20, 25 years. Call them, set up that first appointment. It's the most important one. 877-455-7300. I promise you this. you will have great results. You will be pleasantly surprised. Go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Get more information. Atlantic Men's Clinic works.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.